Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Harbaugh before practice. He said, yeah, he's feeling better. Then Herbert went out and did nothing in practice today. Even Russell Wilson is doing little things and is technically listed as limited by the Steelers on the injury report. So Russell Wilson, who all of us know is not going to play and will be the emergency quarterback, as of this moment, is doing more than Justin Herbert to get ready for the game on Sunday. I'm not saying there's a great chance he doesn't play, but there's at least a chance he doesn't. And if LA doesn't look at it like I do and doesn't view Sunday as like this make or break game, could they look at it like it's week three? We have, 14 other games to play? And if he's not 100%, why risk it when you've got T.J. Watt?
We don't want to try to win the battle and then lose the war as a consequence.
Cam Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi, Keanu Benton, all these guys.
Oh, whoa, Ogunjobi getting a pop from you here. So basically you're saying that they might look at it as don't try to win the battle at the expense of the war.
It feels like a playoff game to me, but that's a fan in me coming out, not a coach. If it was week 18, their backs were against the wall or a playoff game, of course Herbert would play.
Do you think Harbaugh's wired as a coach? Do we have any kind of like history of him at this level specifically with the Niners where he played a guy?
It's a good question. I don't have the answer there. I think you could go both ways. He's very old school, so you might think he's a guy that says, put some tape on that thing, give him a slap on the ass and say, go out there and win the game, kid. Or you could look at it like the guy played quarterback and is more protective of the player and their big picture and long-term health and thinking, like, why ask this guy to do something where it could get worse and play injured when I can just let him heal up and healthy Justin Herbert to come to the rescue in a week or two.
Here's another thing to consider. Well, two things, actually. I don't think Harbaugh as a coach is above the kind of like gamesmanship and chicanery to sort of keep it very vague on purpose. Hey, they'll have to prepare for two different guys. Here's something to think about with Herbert.
Yeah.
The guy has only attempted 46 passes this year. That's only three more than Fields. He's thrown three touchdowns. But they are a running team now. You could toss Easton Stick in there and just keep doing the same thing.
Not really, but
the threat of Herbert helps make their running game better.
He's taken the Michigan offense, which was run first. He now has the best maybe run game offensive coordinator in the NFL in Roman. He's melded the two, and that's why they've been good. He's effectively turned Justin Herbert into what J.J. McCarthy was last year at Michigan, where all of us were like, oh, this guy has the potential to be a first-round pick, but it's harder to gauge because they don't ask as much out of him, per se, as LSU does with Jaden Daniels or North Carolina with
Drake
May.
He's functionally insulated the Chargers from a Herbert injury by relying on him less and making them just
more. And yet here we are.
Well, he's also made it more likely, though, by the way, that a guy like Easton Stick in their game plan could come in and do what's asked of him.
So that is the probably now, more so than the Steelers quarterback dilemma, for this game, for the purpose of this game, that becomes the biggest story, is this highly paid quarterback that's making over $50 million a year who doesn't have wins and losses yet that reflect that he's a great quarterback, but has all the ability to be a great quarterback. We saw him beat Roethlisberger and the Steelers and Ben's last year on Sunday night in an epic game. Is this guy going to miss the game in some no-name backup who people have never heard of? Is he going to start against the Steelers and the Steelers are going to catch a break? My question for you guys is, do you want the break? Because we are stuck in this perpetual conversation or discussion about, are the Steelers actually a good team? Do we know if they're good? Do we know if their offense can keep up with a good offense that is capable of moving the ball and scoring points? We're doing all of these internal debates as fans with ourselves about like what we actually have, and we have a potential measuring stick here on Sunday that all of a sudden goes away if there's a backup quarterback in there for LA. If the Steelers beat the Chargers, we're going to have to deal with, well, they won the game because one of the 10 best quarterbacks didn't play and some jabroni did instead.
Well, I can tell you who's not going to look at it that way.
Who?
Mike Tomlin.
Okay.
He'll just say, and he'll, but.
Well, who cares? I mean,
I know why you're asking this, though, and I think it'll, I do kind of want to see Herbert, because I think the head coach will just say, if we win the game, we won the game. And if they don't need to deviate from really their game plan these first several games as a result of Stick being in there and not Herbert, then I think it's going to be fool's gold for them. This was for the first good test they got from an opposing quarterback.
So it
being
sounds
legit.
Like you want the test. It sounds
yes.
like you want.
Well, I want there to be
you
something.
Want a challenge.
I'm really willing to risk the loss here. If at least it gives me a data point, or it gives them a data point, like we've got to actually open things up. We can't just try to D up on everybody and assume that that's going to work, and we're going to be able to win these ugly 13-6, 16-10 type of football games.
Because now, if it's Easton Stick, there's even more reason for the Steelers to continue to keep their offense in the garage.
They would just do the Bo Nix game plan. They would just try to harass the quarterback, although their running game is so much better that I think it would put them in favorable spots, the Chargers, that is. But they would still try to. I think Tomlin would say if it's Easton Stick, first team to 17 wins.
But you could completely sell out to stop the run if Easton Stick is back there. Now you at least have to be mindful of Herbert's ability to beat you with the fact that he can make every single throw that an NFL quarterback needs to make to win games.
I just think it would give them a false sense of security if they saw Easton Stick and they won again.
Donnie, you will be attending this game. You are a season ticket holder. You always get fired up for the opener. You and Kabali will have a fantastic pregame show, I do believe, before this game starts. If you get word Sunday morning from one of the big insiders, you get a notification on your phone, Justin Herbert is out for the Chargers, and it's their backup quarterback. What will your reaction be?
I'm thinking the Steelers should be bound to stack another win, go to 3-0. And listen, I know that it won't be the measuring stick game we were hoping for. There's no requirement if a team gets into the playoffs of, hey, well, we're going to go back to week 3. Did you guys have to play Justin Herbert? Because if you had to play Easton Stick, we're going to leave you out. There's not like a committee as if this was college football. So you stack another win. I get it. We want to see if they can actually stack up with the Chargers, a team that looks like they will also be bound for the postseason. But, I mean, if you catch a break, you catch another break. They caught plenty last year, and I don't think anybody really cared to apologize as they snuck into the playoffs.
No one apologized, and it was cool that we got to watch an extra game. Like, I did enjoy the fact that we had an entire week of like some people trying to talk themselves into the weather and everything else factoring in, and the Steelers going to Buffalo and pulling off some stunning upset. That was, as a fan, it's entertainment at the end of the day. Like, that was fun. I did derive some satisfaction and enjoyment out of that. I can tell you that what Donnie says, like, when you so much of your life is dependent on your team's wins and losses, and your mood hinges a lot of the time on wins and losses, I would feel better having a win and then like having to either justify it or rationalize it after the fact. Then here comes Herbert and the Steelers lose a close game. And then what do we do then? We say, well, this is actually a good thing. They might have lost, but they went toe-to-toe with this team and this quarterback.
What if they go against Herbert and he like blows their doors off, and then it's like they go conservative early. They get down 10 or 14 to nothing and they just have no answer. Then I would hope that would like set off massive alarm bells from Mike Tomlin. Hey, I can't do this anymore against good teams.
Oh, but yeah, but that.
But
would,
I think he's a super stubborn guy and would probably not even care.
Okay, okay. Here you go again. You're like, you're trying to shoot down your own argument when you say something like that.
I say that, and it just, maybe I'm coming back around to I'd just rather them win because I'd like to believe that if he got a harsh object lesson from a team like the Chargers and a quarterback like Herbert, even though they don't have really any great receiving weapons, that he would take that lesson to heart. But if Mike hasn't taken the lesson to heart when he's gotten smoked in the playoffs by guys like Mahomes and Josh Allen, I don't know what would ever convince him that his way, that he wants to win, has a very serious, like, ceiling that it hits.
If they beat Easton Stick, we know what the national and local questions will be. This team is 3-0, but are they for real? Are they a mirage?
Are you buying or selling? Are they a contender or a pretender?
Right.
Don't worry, the contender pretender stuff's already out. They're squarely in pretender mode.
Now, were these pretender comments made after they watched Atlanta go to Philly and win, or
yes.
Is this pre?
No. This is post everything.
So they're getting very little credit for going to Atlanta, who went on the road and
nobody
beat Philly.
Buys them because they have a pop gun offense and a really good defense, but people wonder how long you can win with that. That's pretty much the gist.
But if the pop gun offense beats Justin Herbert because the defense is good and the offense doesn't screw it up, that is a feather in the cap of the pop gun offense. Right? That would be a nice...
It depends. Is Jim Harbaugh just immediately like neutering Herbert and also having him throw 20 times a game total because he does want to recreate Michigan?
Is he going to have the chart so far would tell you yes, but...
Is he going to run out and have them like hit a sign that says, C, go blue, M Club supports you, or Chargers Club supports you?
I would think he's probably looking at the Steelers the same way he looked at the first two games. I don't need to score a bunch of points in this game. I just need to control the ball, not screw it up, because
I think Jim Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin,
he's totally comfortable with getting into the Tomlin style of ball game.
I think they would both love it if this game was 9-6 and took 2.5 hours to play.
When you put it like that, you make it sound like Harbaugh might actually be giddy over the fact that Herbert doesn't play, because that would give him even more of a reason to just commit and go all in on this rugged, kind of ugly style of football that they are capable of playing.
I mean, I just think both coaches actually right now at this moment in time want to be that team. They do. I actually think this is going to be a hell of a litmus test whether Herbert plays or not for the Steelers' defensive line and really their offensive line, but especially their defensive line, which has been pretty good and dictated terms to teams that for various reasons had major problems offensively when the Steelers saw them. And
yeah,
I think this is a team that wants to punch the Steelers in the mouth.
Yeah, I know. I just it does not feel like a litmus test game if before the game starts you need to like go to the Wikipedia page of the guy that's playing quarterback for the other team.
The pride of North Dakota State.
It does not feel like it's a litmus test when if it was a backup quarterback we had
Easton,
heard of.
If it's Easton Stick though, it absolutely makes it a game you cannot afford to lose, no matter how good and physical the Chargers might be.
That gets back to what I said. I don't think they can lose this game. I think it's that important of a game. So I would, for that reason, I think this game is going to determine if the Steelers make the playoffs or not. And because I'm putting that amount of importance on this game, I'm rooting that Justin Herbert ankle is like, trying to think of...
like a plum, like a big swollen purple plum.
But I don't think plums. I think plums are the size of a normal ankle.
So no, I can't
like a peach?
Say
a nectarine is the nectarine.
But it has to be something that's purple and ugly looking, like bruised, like a messed up looking eggplant.
Oh, we had eggplant parm the other night.
You
Thoughts?
A fan? I'm not a big fan of the humble eggplant.
Have you had it dressed up and sexed up as parm?
I have not.
Donnie, have you?
Can't say I have.
Any interest?
I mean, I'm normally willing to try stuff.
I mean, if you like, is it something like where if you do the breading and everything else, you could just treat it like fried zucchini, that kind of deal? Same consistency? Is it a member of the squash family? Like, what even is an eggplant supposed to be like?
Yes, I think it is a relative of zucchini and squash.
I'm not a huge squash guy.
So, essentially, if the way that Amanda makes it, it's basically like instead of using...
chicken.
Well, not only that, but instead of using, say, the... pasta that you would in a lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
She stacks the eggplant
mm-hmm.
like she would lasagna, and then it's just cheese and breading and sauce and stuff, and it's pretty good.
How many eggplants does this take to do?
I think it takes several. I think it might take like 10.
10 eggplants?
Oh, yeah.
Is it healthy for you?
Eggplant?
Yeah.
It's a vegetable. Of course it's healthy for you.
Yeah, there's vegetables that aren't that healthy.
Like what? They say lettuce isn't healthy because it's mostly water, but I think
lettuce is really healthy. You know, Big Kale tried to go at, not burger, Big Kale the plant tried to go after iceberg lettuce and say that it wasn't healthy. It is. It is healthy because it's water. That's the exact reason.
So the kale producers were trying to tell you to stop eating iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, I think Big Kale, Big Escarole, they wanted you to go in a different direction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.